Blog Talk Radio.
Success and failure? Let's sit and learn together. Today we're going to examine the difference between success and failure. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We want you to know that we sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience. And we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, fill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, I'm feeling the vibrations on this Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. On-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on the journey to achieve greater success and results in your life. Do you want greater results? I know I sure do, and I'm working on that daily. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our program around today's subject, and then we will open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to a more interactive and rich environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and we are taking a look at how to be a real success. How to be a real success. I hope you're on the edge of your seat. It's going to be a good one. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Why don't you go right on ahead and get those social media juices flowing right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line, I think you get it. By George, I think they've got it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in our Shape Up, How to Be a Real Success. Woo! How to Be a Real Success. Based on the book titled the same by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and we're going to take a look at attitude. I'm going to break this down for you. I'm so excited about it. This is one of the topics that I do private mastermind sessions on, and if you're interested after you hear this subject, you want to get in touch with our team so that you can get plugged in. Before we go into today's discussion, we're going to take a brief pause so we can be reminded. What is this journey of Motivational Mondays all about here with Coach Adams? Motivator Coach Shania Marie Adams is here for you as we dive into our Shape Up series and the topic of how to be a real success. The book titled the same by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and we're going to dig into this subject of how to be a real success. And we're going to specifically look at a very clear, distinct area, and that area is attitude. I absolutely love Mondays, and I love the opportunity to come before you so that we can really take a moment and, in this hour of empowerment, learn and grow together. So if you do not have your pens handy or what have you, I'm going to tell you, grab your favorite drink and a cup of coffee, tea, whatever that may be, water, and I want you to get ready to soak in the wisdom and the richness that will be shared on today. If you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your iPads, tablets, desktops, laptops, you know, whatever you need, then we invite you and encourage you to grab it right now. so that we can dig into this subject of how to be a real success. And what I love about this topic on how to be a real success, again, by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams is a certified John Maxwell team member, speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And this subject of how to be a real success, again, is one that I do private masterminds on. And when I was processing around what would be a rich topic in this now season with all of what's going on, this particular principle stood out to me, and I wanted to share it with you. How to be a real, R-E-A-L, is an acronym, and the acronym stands for Relationship, Equipping, Attitude, and Leadership. How to be a real success, starting with your relationship, equipping, attitude, and leadership. Today we're going to take a look at attitude, and we're going to dive into what exactly does this mean. An attitude is one that I speak about in different venues, different settings, different times, in my one-on-one coaching practice, in my masterminds and group coaching, you name it, because this topic is so key. And I think now more than ever, it's so important for us to really and truly do an attitude, you know, inventory. We need to take a look at what is my attitude with all that's going on. And so how attitude impacts an individual, it's important to understand, first and foremost, just simply put, what is attitude? A person cannot travel within and stand still without their attitude. And that's a quote by James Allen. But I want you to know that as we dig into how your attitudes impact you as an individual, I'm going to set this up for you, and I want you to just kind of take this journey with me. You know, so often people feel like if I have all of the things, if I am in a certain place and so on and so forth, I'll be happier. Well, happy people, a happy person is not a person with a certain set of circumstances, but they are a person with a certain set of attitudes. That's a quote by Hugh Downs, and I love that quote. You see, so often individuals think that I will be happy once all of the things line up in my life. And the reality is this. Happiness is not based on happenings. Happiness is not based on happenings. I found this information to be very interesting because when companies are looking at, when an executive is looking at and they're evaluating, who will I promote and who will I advance in the company? There are five specific areas in which, generally speaking, it's been stated that they evaluate and look at. And I found this to be so very interesting when you hear the five, because three of the five have synergy and connect back to the others. Number one is ambition. Ambition. Are you ambitious? Do you have a drive? Do you want to move to another level within the company, within the ranks? And so, again, when a company and their executives, they're evaluating, they're looking at a person that is primed for advancement, a person that's primed for a promotion, they're evaluating these five key areas, generally speaking. They're looking at the individual's ambition. Do they have drive? They're also, of course, evaluating their skill set. Do they have the skills required to fulfill the position? That, of course, is always important. Can you do the job at hand? Are you able to perform based on the expectations of that particular position? Can you do it? Do you have the skill set to do it? So one is ambition. Two is skills. 3 is attitude towards the company. You know, I found this to be so very interesting, that this evaluation of what is this person's attitude towards the company. Now, see, we don't often realize what's being, you know, kind of evaluated behind the scenes, what people are looking at. But I love this insight, because it's letting you know that if you are looking to be promoted within the ranks of where you are, you need to kind of do an attitude inventory, see where you are within this process. 4, attitude towards people. So not only do they want to know, are you ambitious? Do you have drive? Do you have the skill set to perform the job at hand? Are you able to meet the requirements? They want to know your attitude towards the company. What is their attitude towards the company? How do they view the company? But they also want to know, what is your attitude towards other people? What is your attitude towards other people? Do you murmur and complain? Are you a complainer? When people see you coming into the room, they want to go under their desk because they know you're going to zap all of the life and energy out of the space, because you come in with such negative vibrations, negative energy. And then 5, which I found was so interesting, what is the individual's attitude towards excessive demand on their time and their energy? Now, why this one is so important, because they want to know, how do you handle the pressure points of life, the pressure points in your position? When you're feeling a little overwhelmed, do you go into the murmur and complain mode? Do you start to talk about your supervisors and complain and talk about your employees and go into womp, 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 womp and bring this, again, negative energy? Are you entertaining negativity? That's a topic that I talked about quite some time ago on, we cannot entertain negativity, but yet so many of us do. And so this was so interesting to me, and I trust it is interesting to you, and you're getting something from it as well. This is what we need to understand, that leadership has absolutely nothing. It has less, I should say, not nothing, but it has less to do with our position. But it's not about your position. It has less to do about your position, but rather it's more about, what is your disposition? What is your disposition? Think about that as it relates to your attitude. Because when the employers, the executives are evaluating individuals, 3 out of the 5 questions deal with attitude. And so that's why I keep saying it's so important for you to take inventory of your attitude. Right now, tomorrow is a key day, final day of the elections and voting and all of that. And we're getting ready to name a new president of the United States. And our attitude in whatever that decision is, 50% of the world is going to be happy, 50% is going to not be happy. Bottom line, give or take, because of, we're so divided and so split right now. And this is what's so important. What will your attitude be when you find out that potentially it's not your candidate that is taking office? Or what will your attitude be when you find out it's your candidate taking office? Will you become cocky and arrogant and nasty with others? What will your attitude be? And so I want us to really evaluate, and that's why I thought this was so important today. As we're on our journey to achieve greater results, this importance of understanding the significance of our attitude and the role that it plays. You know, I want to share this cute story with you on perspective. And this is a letter from a daughter who writes her mom. She's gone off to college and she writes her mom. She's been away for one full semester. And so she calls her mom to give mom an update of what's been going on. And she shares with her mom, you know, mom, shortly after I got here, I got a little bit bored on campus. And so I stole $10 from my roommate and I rented a bike. And mom, I'm sorry to tell you that, wow, you know, I rented the bike and I crashed the bike into a pole and I broke my leg. That's the not so good news, mom. But the great news is that there was a doctor who lived upstairs. He saw me. He was able to come down. He reset my leg. And, you know, he's been taking care of me, just a great guy, so much so. He's been nursing me back to health. And, mom, we're getting married. I'm so excited, mom. We're getting married. And not only are we getting married, mom, but, wow, guess what? We're having a baby. And not just a baby, we're having twins, and we're so excited. But we've been having some challenges because of something coming up in my blood, and it's just been an interesting season. And, you know, he's been having to care for me more than we could have anticipated. So, you know, I told him, mom, you guys are so great, you and dad, that we're going to move home with you because he really has decided that, you know, being a doctor is somebody else's dream. It's not really his dream. So he wants to quit school right now and, you know, just kind of back up and figure things out. And so we're going to come there and move with you and dad. There's a pause. Okay, mom, not really. I have to tell you, there was no stealing of $10. There was no accident. There's no broken leg. There's no doctor. I'm not getting married. There is no baby. But I thought I would share this all with you so that you can keep things in perspective when I tell you, mom, eek, I'm getting a D in math and an F in English. Isn't that so cute? It really brings things into perspective. So I want you to, she tells her mom, I want you to accept my grades with perspective. When you hear all of that backdrop, that D and that F is not sounding too bad, all things considered. You know, and it's so funny, and that's why I'm laughing, because this is what we need to know, that our attitude is a choose my attitude. And you may be thinking, oh, Coach Adams, I don't choose my attitude because you don't know what I'm going through. And, you know, I have all of this stuff happening and womp, womp, womp and blah, blah, blah. I'm not minimizing what you may be facing. I don't know what you're dealing with, but you don't know what I'm dealing with. But what I do know is that attitude is a choice. We must personally choose our attitude. Our attitude doesn't come from our spouse, our partner, our relationships, our job, the place in which we live, the car that we drive. Many of us think that, hey, if I live in a different place, then I'll have a different attitude. Wrong. You're going to be the same person taking that same attitude right along with you. Well, you know, if I get out of this crappy car and into a luxury car, a nicer car, I'll feel better about things. I'll have a better attitude. Wrong. You're going to take that same attitude into that new car, whatever it may be. And this is what's so important to understand. No one else can make us happy. That's why I said early on, happiness is not based on happenings, and you may have heard that before, but that is the pursuit. Everybody's in the pursuit of happiness, and that is on the outside and not internally on the inside. And so this other story that I want to share with you, because I really want you to get the point of what we're talking about here today, attitude, get different stories and different points of view so that you really connect with and you really dig deep within yourself to determine, is my attitude holding me back from real success? Is it that I have this thinking that I need to adjust on? Do I have these misperceptions and misexpectations that my happiness is going to come from all of this stuff and these things, the right place, if I live in the right place? And so we have destination disease. We're trying to get to that destination of the right place. Oh, if I could just live in Australia, I'll be happier. If I can get out of Texas, I'll be happier. If I can go to Cucamonga, I'll be happier. But again, we, the same person, we're taking that individual to whatever the place is. And so we're focused on destination, and we have destination disease. I want to share with you another story. This story comes from a husband and wife, and someone asked the wife, does your husband make you happy? I, of course, was intrigued by the answer on this one, and so I want to share it with you. Does your husband make you happy? Now, the husband, he feels like, oh, absolutely, she's going to say yes, because I am a great husband. Yes. And the wife responds, he doesn't make me happy. And the husband is shocked, like, oh, my gosh, what do you mean? Can you explain that? And she explains that, you know, early in our marriage that I had expectations for him making me happy. And in the first 6 months of our marriage, I was constantly disappointed because his job was pulling on him and this was happening. Life was happening. And I realized, and this is what she stated, and I love the insight and the wisdom. She said, but I one day woke up and I realized after 6 months of having these expectations that he will make me happy. Many of us that are not married, you're feeling like, oh, when I get the perfect mate, I'm going to be happy. There is no perfect mate because we are imperfect people. None of us are perfect. And so the wife has this epiphany. She has this breakthrough moment. One morning she wakes up and she realizes, huh, someone else can't make me happy. I have to focus on my own happiness. And she stated that the moment she realized that her happiness was not in him and his responsibility as her husband to make her happy. You know, many of us, we're feeling like, well, it's the job's responsibility to make sure I'm happy. It's my mom's responsibility to make sure I'm happy. It's my dad's responsibility to make sure I'm happy. And so we're placing it on others. We're putting it on the outside of us. And the reality is that stuff happens, life happens, but the only person that can make us happy is us. The only person that can make you happy is Y-O-U. And that was a great revelation and the insight that the wife had, that others cannot make me happy. But she then circled back and said, because I realize now that it's not his responsibility to make me happy, that I can't have that expectation on him because that happiness must come from me, that others can add great value to your life and add to your happiness. And in essence, that's what she said when she got this breakthrough that her husband, he adds great value to her happiness. He adds value to her life, but he is not responsible. She is responsible for her happiness. And it could be the reverse. You may be a man feeling like she's responsible to make me happy. She has to do this and do that, and these are the expectations. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be standards within your relationship, whatever that looks like for you. Please understand the heart of the point that's being shared. And the heart of the point, and let's not miss this, is that our attitude is a choice, and that we cannot be looking on the outside to others for our happiness, because it starts with us. It's rooted on the inside of us. Happiness is not out there in the world, out there somewhere. It's within us. So we cannot have this, as I stated earlier, this destination disease that if I get married, I'll be happy. If I get the right job, the perfect job, I'll be happy. If I'm driving the right car, I'll be happy. If I get the big house, I'll be happy. No, you won't. You will not be happy with any of that, because that happiness has not the outside in. So our attitude is truly a choice. I want to share with you another story. I love when stories can really bring out the significance of a point. This story is about a man who goes to work, and it's lunchtime, and he sits at the table in the break room, and he opens his lunch box, and he says, bologna sandwich again, bologna sandwich again. And one of his coworkers hears him and says, well, why don't you tell your wife you don't like bologna sandwiches? Don't bring my wife into this. This has nothing to do with her. I make my own sandwiches. I don't know if you got it, but it cracks me up when I think about that. You know, we're often complaining about life. And we are the ones who have created the circumstances. We have created the circumstances, and yet we sit back and we complain. Attitude is a choice, and that is what we must understand first and foremost. When it comes to how to be a real success, R-E-A-L, focusing on attitude and how attitude impacts us as individuals. Number one, attitude. Our attitude is a choice. Are you choosing the right attitude? We must also understand that our attitude determines our approach to life. Our attitude determines, you know, I often make the statement that how we view things is how we do things. And so if you take a look at, you know, yourself in the mirror, take a good look at yourself in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Take a good look at yourself. Because when you walk out the door, what you just saw, guess what? That's what the world will see. You know, it's interesting, and I want to bring this on a personal level. Many years ago, early on my journey, I would have people say, Shania, are you okay? You don't look happy. Are you okay? And I would get that question frequently. And I eventually said, you know, after the first person, first I'm like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. Second person, third person. Then it was like a little theme, and I had to step back and evaluate. Why am I getting this question? Everything was fine, but what I realized is that my disposition, my countenance, it was not representing what was on the inside. Again, attitude determines our approach to life. And so take a good look. Stop, pause, look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror and you take a good look at what you're seeing, that's what others will see. And so what I realized is that my countenance was saying something that wasn't true. And I had to work on that. I had to be more aware of what is the messaging in my face. I call it weather. What is your face speaking? Is it a gloomy, cloudy day? Is it a stormy day? Is it a sunny day? What is your countenance saying about you? What is your face speaking? Is it speaking cloudy, overcast, gloomy? Is it speaking stormy? Ooh, the storm is raging. Or is it sunny? Is the sun, S-O-N, shining through you? And so when I realized that, I had a great opportunity to make an adjustment. And so now I'm very aware, and I don't always get it right. I'm still in process. We are in the trenches together. We are sipping and learning together. We are learning and growing together. And so when I realized that, it was a great opportunity to make an adjustment. And so I have a greater awareness around that, because awareness is so key. Are you aware of how you navigate through life on your journey? Are you aware of the attitude that you send? Are you aware? See, in that moment, I was not aware, because your attitude determines your approach to life, how you will navigate through life. And so we must be aware of our point of view. Is your glass half empty or half full? When life gives you lemons, what do you make? You hear me say that so frequently. Others say it as well. It's not unique to Coach Adams. And so how are you approaching life? Are you coming from a positive point of view? Or are you that negative Ned? That negative Nancy, that you can find negative in any situation. I can speak to a dear associate who, if there was negative to find in a situation, boy, could they find it. Oh, my gosh. And I would just want to put a little muzzle on their mouth and say, can you just shut up, okay? Can you just be quiet? Finding negative in everything, always finding negative. That's the bend of where they approach life. And this is what we're talking about, that attitude determines our approach. Do you approach from a negative point of view, or do you approach from a positive point of view? Your attitude is so key. And when we can really get that and understand, and where we're going right now, your attitude is going to be so key, because our attitude determines our relationship with people. And so now, woo, tomorrow, whenever we get the results, big moment, you probably are in conflict with people because you're on different sides. I know I share different points of views than others. And so politics is difficult and hard to talk about because people are so divided. But the question is, your attitude, our attitude determines our relationship with people. How are you going to interact beyond this big news that everyone will be sitting on the edge of their seat to determine who will reign for the next 4 years? One thing I know, and as you know, for those that are regular listeners, that Coach Adams is a woman of faith. I don't know your position. I'm not trying to infringe my beliefs on you, but what I know to be true is that beyond this date, Jesus will still be on the throne and he will still be reigning, whoever is put into office. That's my position. You may disagree, argue with that, and that's okay. We can agree to disagree. That's my stance and my position. I'm not minimizing the significance and importance. I'm just simply saying that Yes, they are an authority and they're important, but my ultimate reigning force is Jesus on the throne, and he will still be reigning regardless of who's in the office. He'll still be reigning for me. So the most important single ingredient to the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. And that is actually a quote by Teddy Roosevelt. So how will you get along with people? How do you get along with people that you have opposing points of view? How do you handle those situations when you don't agree? Can you agree to disagree? Do you say, let's take it outside, and you get your boxing gloves on and you go for it? How do you respond? Because that is so key. So how to be a real success is we're evaluating A, attitude. Attitude, we've determined it's a choice. We've also realized that our attitude determines our approach to life, determines our relationship with people. Our attitude is the only difference between success and failure. Our attitude is the only difference between success and failure. Remember the story that I shared with you at the open about executives when they're looking to promote someone, when they're evaluating, there's five questions and three deal with attitude. So, you know, when they're looking at all things considered, you know, they're like, okay, skill set of our candidate, yeah, it's the same. It's parallel. Not a big difference there in the skill set. You know, there's apples and apples, pretty, you know, pretty equal. So they realize it's pretty equal. Okay, now what else do we need to look at? We determine that the other area that is looked at is ambition. Do you have drive? Do you want to grow in the ranks? Have you shown your initiative? Okay, so you are ambitious. You have the skill set. But now the question is, do people like to be around you? Because we established that. The question is, one of the questions is, what is your attitude towards people? Do you like the company, or are you constantly complaining? You want the promotion because you want more money, but you're constantly complaining about the company. If there's something negative to be found, you're constantly finding it and complaining about it, but yet you're there. And you want to be promoted, but you don't like the company. Your attitude is bad about the company. Then why be there? I understand the need for the resources. I get it. But you're not beholden to that company. You can go pursue other opportunities so that your attitude is in a better place. Because, again, the only difference between success and failure is attitude. And then the other is attitude towards excessive demands on your time and energy. How do you handle the excessive demands? When someone asks you to do something else, do you start murmuring and complaining? Who do they think they are? They don't have a clue. And you get into that whole mode. And so your attitude is not good. Understand that the difference between success and failure comes to your attitude and how you navigate through life, how you approach situations. People are watching that. They are observing that. I had to make a call today to one of my account holders, and there was an error made, and I kept telling myself, Shania Marie, continue to be a master of your emotions, because I was very irritated and bothered. I didn't want this situation to occur. I had done the necessary precautions that they told me to do, and yet I was still having to make this call and spend over an hour on the phone between three people. I'm like But I said, hey, how will you handle situation? And I kept speaking to myself internally, allowing myself to stay anchored and centered so that I could handle it in the appropriate way. And I approached it from a position of, this is a coaching opportunity or training opportunity for you as a company to make sure that this doesn't happen to someone else. I said, it would be one thing if I didn't call and do what I was asked to do. But the fact that I did that and I'm still dealing with this situation and this consumption of my time. And so the way in which I handled that situation, because people are observing, how dare I say I'm a coach and I fly off the handle. I don't work well with people. And again, I'm not perfect, but I have that consciousness and that desire to continuously grow forward because of the call on my life, the higher call on my life. What about you? How do you navigate? Because when you look at, it's the difference maker. Your attitude is the difference maker. When someone's looking at the two people that they may put into the next position and give a promotion to, they're going to evaluate, how is their attitude? Skills are the same. Everything's in alignment. The edge that the person that gets the opportunity is attitude, because our attitude is the difference maker. You know, at the beginning of a task, how will it affect you at the beginning of a task? Because at the beginning of a task will affect the outcome more than anything else because of how you approach and navigate how you view that situation. Because perspective, how we view things is how we do things. So if we go into it and say, oh, it's so difficult, it's just, oh my God, it's going to be so overwhelming. When I say that, my body changes and it just starts to get heavy and like, ugh. But if I say, I can do this, I can do all things. For me, faith-based in Christ who strengthens me. There's something that happens. My body lifts up and this energy is different than me so much. Oh, goodness, how long is that going to take me? So at the beginning of a task, at the beginning, your attitude will affect the outcome more than anything else at the beginning of the task. Do you embrace it and say, woohoo, what a great opportunity. This is a wonderful challenge. I'm being stretched out of my comfort zone. Or again, do you go to that negative Nelly, negative Ned, and you complain all the way, kicking and screaming, complaining, like you're the victim? Ah, you're not the victim, because we said our attitude is a choice. You've chosen your attitude in that situation. You personally made the decision in that moment. Yes, you did. I know you're saying, Coach Adams, but you don't know what I'm dealing with. You're right, I don't. But I constantly say, you don't know what I'm dealing with either. But if we have the right attitude, our attitude can turn our problem into blessing. Our attitude can turn our problems into blessings. If we have the right attitude, we look at the adversity and we say, hey, how can I turn this adversity into an advantage? You know, I think about a story from my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. He shares a story about his son. And he says that he was up late one night writing or whatever it was that he was doing, and his son kept getting up. And after like the sixth or seventh time, whatever it was, he told his son, you need to go to sleep. You can't keep getting up. And he's downstairs. His son is upstairs. He can hear the movement. And he says, okay, there he is again. And he told him the last time, if you get up again, Dad's going to have to spank you, because it's time to go to bed. So he hears the movement of what he's doing. He's aware of what's going on. And so he makes his way on up the stairs. His son can now hear that dad is coming. And, of course, his son says, well, I'm going to play like I'm sleeping so I don't get in trouble. Jump into the bed. And so his dad, John C. Maxwell, says, okay, I'm just going to stand over him until he opens his eyes because it's going to happen. I've been there. It'll happen. He'll open his eyes. And sure enough, his son opens his eyes, and he knows that he's in trouble. And he reaches his hands up. Now, for those of you that don't know, John C. Maxwell is a previous pastor. And he says his son reaches his hands up and says, Dad, this is a great opportunity for us to pray. I love that story. You may not get it, but I do. And I love it because his son knew his dad was coming to give him a spanking. He, in his wisdom, turned that problem into a blessing and said, let's pray. You may need to say, let's pray in the situations that you're facing. I don't know what that looks like for you. But how to be a real success? It's attitude. That is a part of one of the elements is attitude. Can you give your circumstances that are uncommon a positive point of view? Can you, with your positive attitude, your attitude can give you a positive perspective on uncommon situations, situations that may be difficult, like right now. You know, none of us knew that we would be in COVID-19 in the midst of a health crisis, in a pandemic, in quarantine. Wow, how long have we been here? I've lost count. Since March. We're now in November. No one could have imagined that. In addition, not only are we dealing with a health crisis and being in quarantine and all of that in the pandemic, we're dealing with social unrest. We're dealing with political unrest and divide. We're dealing with financial unrest, millions on unemployment. But the question is, what is your attitude with all of what's going on? Because our attitude can give us an uncommonly positive point of view, an uncommonly positive perspective in challenging situations. You know, I often reference the little bird, the sky is falling. Just because the sky is falling all around you for other people, it does not mean that the sky has to fall for you. It doesn't mean that the sky has to fall for you. But are you allowing the sky to fall because of things that are happening on the outside and the expectation that it's to make you happy? And so you're tied into happenings, and that's where your happiness comes from, and your happiness is this pursuit from one destination to the other. Well, I want you to know your attitude can turn a problem into blessings. Your attitude can support you in making a shift. You just simply have to be willing to shift and change your attitude. I'm going to give you a little bit more meat, but I want to pause, and I want to invite you, our global listening audience. You know I love it when you are in the room. And so I'm seeing the time. It's amazing how quickly time flies by. And I would love to hear from you. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. This is your time to ask a question, make a comment around today's topic. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. On your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you're sitting in front of your electronic device. You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Come on, play in the sandbox with me. It looks like we do have a caller. I'm going to transition you in now, caller. And I thank you for your engagement tonight on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Area code 707, last four digits, 2214. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Good evening, Coach Adams, Lady Tabitha. How are you?
Well, hello, Lady Tabitha. I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm excellent. Even better since just tuning in. I tell you what, I'm definitely more motivated. I just absolutely love this show. I tell you what, attitude is everything, and I needed to hear that. I feel like I just took a dose of energy or super food vitamins for my attitude to help me for the rest of the week. And so I really appreciate your energy, your stories that you shared, your energy, and I thank you for the tools. I really do. I appreciate how consistent you are and the passion that you bring to the airwaves. And, yeah, you're an effective coach. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much, Lady Tabitha. I so appreciate that. I thank you for listening in and engaging and just this beautiful word bouquet that you have just shared and really impacted my life that you have sown into my life tonight. You know, I'm curious, since you are here, based on what we've talked about, is there one particular area that stood out the most for you, or was it just in general? I'm curious.
All of it, I'm a detailed data person, so I was taking it all in, but one of the things that you talked about, the couple, where, you know, many of us, no matter what type of relationship it is, we think that that other person is the source of our happiness. And yeah. I was able to check my integrity box and my process box and say, okay, I got that part, because I do realize, and once I made that mind shift, is that, wait a minute, Tabitha, shake yourself. I have to be, with the help of God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, because I, too, am a believer, happiness is within me. All of the solutions to my problems, other people just add to your happiness or add value. But if you sit down and wait for someone else to make you happy, oh boy, you'll be on a roller coaster and you'll never become successful, which was part of the topic today. So that really blessed me. It was like a confirmation, but a check-in to tighten up the screws, my belt, you know. So, yeah. And that's what all relationships is, just marriage. I mean, it could be a friend, it could be a parent, it could be a sister, a brother.
Yes.
And I had many relationships, and I literally had to do what you suggest and talked about for every relationship. But sometimes my emotions might get away from me, or my heart will get soft, and then I have to hold my head up and remember what I know to be a fact and make that adjustment. And just like that, once I make the decision, I'm back in alignment. But Motivational Mondays, it's important to me that myself, my team, my colleagues, that we tune in, because you're effective. And thank you. So, yeah, I said a whole lot, but I hope I answered your question, Coach.
No, you totally answered my question, and I thank you so much for being a regular listener. And, again, for your engagement and for sharing that with me. I look forward to hearing your beautiful voice again real soon. I'm going to transition to the next caller. And Lady Tabitha, I ask that you hit 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. We're going to our next caller, area code 972, last four digits, 3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? Caller, your line is open. You are live. Area code 972, last four digits, 3507. You may need to unmute on your line. You are live on Motivational Mondays.
Good evening, Coach. I wanted to just share, I know I'm calling late at the top of the hour, but The hour was so inspirational for me, and I am a leader, and it made me really reflect on myself, because sometimes leaders are so assured of themselves that they don't realize that how they may approach someone because they're that leader and they're a strong leader, and they may have an attitude because they're overwhelmed, as you spoke about at the earlier part of the show. But it's just been such a great takeaway for me tonight to be able to hear you bring that up about attitude. And sometimes we don't realize that we're in that realm, that we're affecting a person in a certain way just by the tone of our voice, and we may not have the intentions to hurt or, you know, to just maybe shake somebody in their core. We don't have that intentions, but you really made me reflect on myself. I had a situation last weekend with a group of people, and I entered the room, and I made a statement, and it cleared the whole room out. And that had really made me think about, wow, I didn't realize that I had that kind of power. So you can, as a leader, may look at yourself and say, wow, that was powerful, but how did you affect those individuals? Because I cleared that room out. And so I just thank you for tonight. Just on fire. I love the story about the college student. That was fantastic. And I mean, I just really just love that. And it gives us different perspectives on how to change your perspective and how you look and perceive things. So thank you for this evening,
so
Coach. You're always doing inspirational Mondays. And I've kind of been out of the loop, but I sure have missed you, and I just wanted to let you know, please keep up the good work. We need you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Linda. God bless you as well. I so appreciate you tuning in today and your engagement. And as you stated, woo, it's amazing how quickly time flies. It is time to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, but with your comments and Lady Tabitha's comments, it was so much richer, and I appreciate knowing that you ladies were tuning in and that you got some great insight from today's show. I have to wrap it up, and we're closing it out today. I want to encourage you, those that are listening in, don't lose focus on your goals. I want to remind you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. If you want more information, visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Give our team a call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. We can continue the conversation through our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It is an open group and all are welcome. So if you want more information about the full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success, private mastermind on this particular topic that we talked about, or anything else, one-on-one coaching, give our team a call. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We hope that you will tune in with us on next week. We always have more in store that is designed to equip and empower you on your journey. I sign off for now temporarily until we connect on next week, and I leave you with this. I coach and you win.